Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
All week, we've been looking at a 1983 essay written by President Ronald Reagan. Entitled Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation, President Reagan's words have been an invaluable contribution to the pro-life movement and to the cause of the unborn child. His words, written more than two decades ago, remain relevant and resonate today. As President Reagan wrote, "The real question today is not when human life begins, but what is the value of human life? The abortionist who reassembles the arms and legs of a tiny baby to make sure all its parts have been torn from its mother's body can hardly doubt whether it is a human being. The real question for him and for all of us is whether that tiny human life has a God-given right to be protected by the law, the same right we have. What more dramatic confirmation could we have of the real issue than the Baby Doe case in Bloomington, Indiana? The death of that tiny infant tore at the hearts of all Americans because the child was undeniably a live human being, one lying helpless before the eyes of the doctors and the eyes of the nation. The real issue for the courts was not whether Baby Doe was a human being. The real issue was whether to protect the life of a human being who had Down syndrome, who would probably be mentally handicapped, but who needed a routine surgical procedure to unblock his esophagus and allow him to eat." A doctor testified to the presiding judge that, even with his physical problem corrected, Baby Doe would have a non-existent possibility for a minimally adequate quality of life. In other words, that retardation was the equivalent of a crime deserving the death penalty. The judge let Baby Doe starve and die, and the Indiana Supreme Court sanctioned his decision. President Reagan was referring to a 1982 case which touched all of our hearts and made us realize how far our country had deteriorated. As he noted, quote, "Federal law doesn't allow federally assisted hospitals to decide that Down syndrome infants are not worth treating, much less to decide to starve them to death," end quote. In response to the Baby Doe case, he directed the Departments of Justice and Health and Human Services to apply civil rights regulations to protect handicapped newborns. He required that all hospitals receiving federal funds post notices which state that failure to feed handicapped babies is prohibited by federal law. He noted, "The basic issue is whether to value and protect the lives of the handicapped, whether to recognize the sanctity of human life. This is the same basic issue that underlies the question of abortion." In 1981, the U.S. Senate held hearings on the beginning of human life. President Reagan wrote that those hearings brought out the basic issue more clearly than ever before. The many medical and scientific witnesses who testified disagreed on many things, but not on the scientific evidence that the unborn child is alive, is a distinct individual, or is a member of the human species. They did disagree over the value question, whether to give value to a human life at its early and most vulnerable stages of existence. Regrettably, we live at a time when some persons do not value all human life. They want to pick and choose which individuals have value. Some have said that only those individuals with consciousness of self are human beings. One such writer has followed this deadly logic and concluded that, shocking as it may seem, a newly born infant is not a human being. Tomorrow, we'll continue examining President Reagan's essay, Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation. If you've missed an episode, you can download it from our website, www.prolifeperspective.com. And as always, feel free to email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.